Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenge. Today's Friday. It's the day we pray and reflect about a topic we've been exploring all week. We've been continuing our series on reset, how following Jesus resets everything in life, including, particularly this week, how he resets our views of family. Family is something that can be worshipped, that can become an idol, to be pursued above all else, the idea of a perfect family, and it's one that ultimately lets people down. So we want to focus our thoughts and prayers on one who never lets us down, God our Father. If you never prayed before, it's not too hard, it's just talking to God. After a time of quiet focus on God, I'll invite you to think about the structure that I lay out. I'll suggest some topics to pray for. You can talk to God in your thoughts or out loud, depending on your context. And there's no real way to do it wrong. It's simply communicating with God. We follow a certain pattern of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. So we'll talk to God, we'll confess something, we'll give thanks for something, and we will ask for something. So let's take that moment of quiet reflection now. Well, let's address our prayers to God, who calls himself Father, who chooses to use the language of family to relate to us. Now, if you've got experience with earthly fathers who've been less than ideal, you may struggle with that image, but the idea is not to think God looks like your father, but rather that God is the ultimate ideal father that all the earthly fathers fail to measure up to. Well, now in confession, let's acknowledge that we haven't always acted as God's children. We haven't always cared for other members of God's family well. Confess the various ways this week or this month that we have hurt ourselves, hurt others, and hurt God. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's thank God for giving us an opportunity to be adopted back into his family, even though we've strayed from his household. And with that comes the opportunity to relate with him in a fresh, new way through his grace, and also to relate to others in the human family, and in particular in our own families. We have a second chance through what Jesus has done on the cross. And finally, in supplication, let's ask God to help us see family in light of his mission, his love, and his fatherhood. To have God be the father of all our families. To order them and pattern them in the way that he designed them to be, rather than the ways that we try to use and abuse them. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We've been looking at how Jesus resets family, but next week we're going to look at how Jesus resets our ideas about compassion. Have a great weekend. Saturday is a great day for rest. Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And we're going to be meeting together for Easter pretty soon, so look for details of that. See you Monday.